Hello once more. Thank you for joining us tonight here in the Chapel of Ritual. The night is still, with the noise of the city drowned out by the rocks above our underground lair. Out of sight, out of mind of those who seek us harm. A safe place for the followers of the Dark Lord. Before we enter our sanctum, I believe we should partake in some satanic calming exercises, making sure we are not carrying any of our indoctrinated thoughts from above. So, with me, let's begin. Take one moment to center yourself. Feel the absence of the Holy Spirit inside of you. Instead, focus on freedom. The freedom of thought. The freedom of choice. The freedom to do as we please. Our minds are calm. Close your eyes. Relax your body. Feel every muscle free itself from a lifetime of indoctrination. Begin at your feet and toes, for they are the appendages closest to our master. Feel them sink into the earth below, as the body yearns to be a part of him. Relax. Now move that focus to the legs. The parts of the body that move us forward must now sleep, for you are in a place that you need to be. Let go of any desire to move. Turn from that idea and embrace tranquility. Let us move further upwards to the hips and pelvis. The most carnal of areas, it is uncommon not to want to use this area at all times, in the name of Satan. But for this exercise, we relax. There is no one else around, just yourself, me, and the rats that scurry across the tunnel floor. Rest. Above, you are one. Follow the suit of your lower half, the back that carries out the laborious work forced on you by the men of God, the shoulders that ache from carrying the burden of sin, the hands normally glued together in form of prayer, now separated and free. You are in your own body, and you are in control. For now. Allow your thoughts to wander in the depths of your mind. Do not pay attention to those thoughts that you pass, for they are unimportant. Instead, focus on a single image at the end of a dark tunnel, the dark, burning eyes into which you are floating towards. The rest is inconsequential. Ah, the time has come for your initiation. Please, follow me. We wander down a dark path, your hand in mine as I guide you through the maze with torch in hand. You begin to wonder how far you've gone, but that is but a fleeting thought that is overpowered by the eyes from before. The floor of the stone path is smooth, you notice, marble white, but with the wearing of hundreds of feet that have passed through this place before you. The walls, rougher. Stone as grey as the outside skies, that cast an interesting shadow once struck by the light of the torch. We continue on our journey. All is quiet. Ahead, you see a faint light. Adjusting, you notice two dark figures standing either side of an ornate black door, lit by more torches. They do not move as you approach, for they are in service of the unholy master below. They want for nothing, except for the safety of you and the endless void of rest. Let us enter. Do you hear the faint sounds of an organ being played? This constant music meant to keep the beast in slumber until the time is right. Pause. Let us listen to its beautiful serenade, but for a moment. As we listen, take in your surroundings. Enter into the sanctum of Satan, into the warm glow of the candlelight of this giant, gothic structure that some would describe as cavernous. Cast your eyes around the hall and the people inside it. More of the marble flooring is revealed to you, but this time shines bright as if freshly cleaned. At least, most of it does. Following your eyes down the center of the church path, you see dark spots of red being attended to by a servant on his hands and knees, not too far from the altar. On the sides, rows and rows of stone pews rest, with various worshippers spotted throughout. They are on their knees, their hands bound in prayer with chains shackling them to the earth below. I assure you, they are here of their own will. Come, let us walk towards the altar. As we walk, I would like to draw your attention to the tapestries adorning the walls and ceiling. They are just settling down from the sudden gust of wind from our entry for us to properly enjoy. On them is the story of this organization, of our founding father and his efforts to rebel against the corrupt men of God. As you can see on the left is the world before, dark, miserable, hopeless. Look at the faces of the public represented in paint, their suffering, their anguish. Remember why you have chosen to give yourself to our Dark Lord. In the middle, a brighter tapestry, covered in the flames of our future home that will keep us all warm. In the center, behold the Child of Prophecy, the Son of our Lord, who, as we speak, is fanning the fires of hell across the world and bringing light to those who need it. We pray for him every day. And as you can see, the future, a bright utopia with the world cradled in the arms of Satan, a beautiful world where everyone is happy and nobody will live in the dark, a world which you are going to help bring about. The altar is a stone slab, almost natural, sat in the center top of the room. It was installed by our Papa many moons ago, and tonight it serves its purpose. Can you see the grooves? The grooves etched into the floor in the most demonic of shapes, the pentagram. See how they converge on the altar, the center of all things unholy. This is where you will lay tonight. The blood from your veins will flow throughout this chapel of ritual and empower our Dark Lord, the ultimate initiation into his servitude. Please, lay yourself to rest. You must be tired. Allow the sounds of the chapel to wash over you. Embrace the ritual in which you have been chosen for and accepted. I will return when the time is right. For now, close your eyes and sleep.